The great practitioner Asanga had a sincere wish to receive teachings on the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra. Okay, so Buddha Shakyamuni gave the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra teachings, and then hundreds of years passed, many, many years, and these teachings became very difficult to find, very difficult to receive instructions on. Arya Asanga had not yet found anyone upon whom he could rely to give him these teachings. He wanted to receive teachings directly from someone who had received these teachings from their spiritual guide, who had received these teachings from their spiritual guide all the way back to Buddha Shakyamuni. But he couldn't find anyone. Seems astonishing nowadays for us, because we have so much wealth with respect to these teachings, due to the kindness of Venerable Geshe-la, our spiritual guide. But at that time, Asanga couldn't find anyone to help him. Why did he want to do this? Why did he have this wish? It was so that he could find within this sutra all the instructions on the stages of the path to enlightenment. This is the hidden meaning of the sutra. Okay? So it wasn't difficult to find someone who could teach the direct meaning, emptiness. Many people were teaching emptiness, but to find someone who could teach the hidden meaning is difficult. So Asanga tried to find a teacher who would teach him the hidden meaning of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra, the stages of the path to enlightenment. We say Kadam Lamrim. But he could not find a teacher such as this anywhere. So finally, he decided to attain a direct vision of Maitreya, who had received these teachings directly from Buddha Shakyamuni. So this seems to make sense, you know. If you can't find a teacher, then make some effort to meet a teacher who has. Okay, so Buddha, we say Maitreya. Maitreya had received these teachings from Buddha directly. So Asanga made a determination, now I'm going to meet Maitreya directly. So to accomplish this, Asanga engaged in a retreat in a remote mountain cave. He understood if he purified his mind, then he would be able to meet Maitreya directly and communicate with him directly and receive these teachings directly. So he tried to do this in his retreat. So for 3 years, he concentrated on the visualization, the meditation, and the recitation of the mantra of Buddha Maitreya. But his karmic obstructions prevented him from seeing Maitreya directly. And so he became discouraged and stopped his retreat. He gave up after 3 years. He thought, that's it. I've had enough. I'm going. And off he went to leave the cave and go home. As he was returning to his home, he met a man who was working very hard at cutting a block of iron with a peacock feather. Asanga asked the man, how can you cut this iron block with a peacock feather? How can you cut an iron block with a peacock feather? The man replied, with effort, we can accomplish anything. Look, I've already made a mark. And he showed Asanga this tiny mark on the iron block. I've already made some progress, he said. Asanga then asked him, what are you going to do after you've cut this iron block? And the man said, nothing. I'm just going to leave it here. So this was quite stunning for Asanga, as it would be to you if you were to meet such a person. And he thought to himself, if this man can work so very hard for something that has no meaning, surely I can work continually in my retreat for something that will bring great meaning for myself and countless living beings. And inspired in this way, he returned back to his retreat. So in reality, the man cutting the iron block with a peacock feather was an emanation of Buddha Maitreya. This was the only way Buddha Maitreya could communicate with Asanga. is through manifesting as an ordinary person, showing a strange aspect. Yeah. Through this and many other emanations, Maitreya helped Asanga. So this happened several times in Maitreya's retreat. After 3 years, he gave up. After 3 years, he gave up. And each time he abandoned his retreat, Maitreya would appear in a particular way and do something. You can read about it in New Heart of Wisdom. He would manifest something like this that would change Asanga's mind and send him off back to his retreat. But after 12 years of retreat, Asanga became discouraged once again and left his retreat again. He thought, that's it, I've finished now. So Maitreya this time emanated as a female dog that had collapsed on the roadside and was slowly being eaten alive by many maggots. When Asanga saw the dog, he developed strong compassion for both the dog and the maggots. To save the lives of both of them, he cut a piece of flesh from his thigh, and taking all the maggots from the dog's body with his tongue, so they wouldn't be harmed, he put them on the piece of his flesh. Through these compassionate, virtuous actions, the karmic obstructions that had prevented him from seeing Maitreya were completely purified. And instead of seeing the dog, Asanga suddenly saw Maitreya. With a feeling of both shock and joy, Asanga exclaimed, "Why did I need to wait such a long time to see you?" And Maitreya replied, "I've been with you from the very start of your retreat. But your karmic mental obstructions prevented you from seeing me. Now, what do you want from me?" So this story has many, many levels of understanding, doesn't it? Many, many levels of meaning for us. We contemplate this story again and again in the context of our own life. We'll see that Asanga's just like us. He's a sentient being who possesses karmic obstructions. Okay? So he was an advanced practitioner, but still he had karmic obstructions that prevented him from seeing Buddhas directly. Cannot see enlightened beings directly with an impure mind, a gross impure mind. So this story inspires us when we ourselves feeling discouraged. We are feeling no enlightened beings exist, there is no such thing as karma, I'm hopeless, I'm useless, I'm going to give up. This kind of thinking, at that time we need to contemplate this story and quickly get this quick wisdom that stops these strange doubts coming and to reverse this process, to inspire us once again to engage in our practice, engage in our meditation practice.